I sometimes use prompts to help me come up with ideas. This prompt was from a writing group that I'm in, and it was, "The ticket to the future is always open." Part of my creative process is coming up with lots of ideas and then whittling away until I find the ones that just feel right. Originally, I started writing about someone from our universe who was taking a walk in a park as a way to socially distance because of COVID. Then she was going to find some portal to the future there, I think. I can't even remember, but it just wasn't working for me, and the words, they weren't flowing at all. This audio is like going on a date with me. I'm weird, like the character. I love cemeteries for the same reason she does. Okay. It's me in the audio. I am the character. I love going places with people where I can actually talk to them. My favorite places are where I can have one-on-one interactions, so usually people's houses. There's the part where the listener hears a baby. That's supposed to tie into my dream I have later about the baby named Ransom, which is based on my real life because it's a name that I wanted to name a kid when I saw it on a tombstone. There's this talk about the future running through the audio, and the gate to the older part of the cemetery is kind of like a gateway to the future. It's where they formed their strongest connections and bonded in a more intimate way. I saw this as the beginning of a long and beautiful relationship. Some of you may have thought this was going to be a spooky story because of the cemetery and sound effects. But nope, cemeteries are just one of my favorite places. I do usually go there alone or with a couple of friends of mine who also love going there. As far as the audio seeming a little scary at first, that's a first date for you. It's facing the unknown because you don't know if things will end well or not. And I get goosebumps thinking about how people can meet someone and it can be the start of a whole future together. And a day will come when they can't even remember when they lived without that person in their life. That's why I wanted to create some juxtaposition between the sound effects for their first date and then for the day after. Here I go trying to microwave a relationship, but there's just something so special about spending the night with someone you like for the first time. I like the fact that it was accidental and they slept in such an intimate way. Honestly, this would be a dream date for me, minus the cold autumn weather. To me, it's romantic when you get that extra nudge toward unexpected intimacy. I just love anything that makes a bond form faster than expected. Expect more audios that include that element from me.